Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So a bizarre story about a guy who lost his car for 3 weeks, close to 3 weeks after a bachelor party.
How crazy was this party?
And he actually had to go on a radio station, and that's how he found his car. A listener said, oh, yeah, I saw that car, and that's how he found it 3 weeks later.
Here's the power of radio, though, people. Let me just tell you. He went for 3 weeks, could not find his car, and he went through several houses, several streets, several neighborhoods. The minute he goes on a radio show, one person's like, oh, yeah, I saw your car, and he found it within minutes.
You reach people instantly. Yeah.
But this guy, 3 weeks, how do you not have anywhere you have to drive in 3 weeks? Like, this should have been sped up a tad.
Well, if you can't find your car.
Well, why didn't he think of other outlets? Wouldn't you call somebody, enlist help, do the radio thing the next day? I don't know. I would need my car.
Probably doesn't want to admit how stupid he is.
He did say, I just read the article, and he did say this is the dumbest thing he's ever done in his life.
Right.
He took full responsibility for it.
All right. Well, that's what you got to do. You got to step up, Wes.
And at the wedding, sir, you should know you're going to be in the speech. Someone is going to roast you for this in the wedding speech. It'd be like, remember how drunk Brian got?
Hey, Brian.
Idiot.
Where's your car right now?
Did you Uber?
Hey, you see, we got a text from Brian who was a little upset because we used his name in the story about the bachelor party guy lost his car for 3 weeks, and you just happened to use the name Brian as an example.
It's a hypothetical name. Yeah. It's a hypothetical. And he goes, why does the drunk guy have to be Brian? And then he put LOL, love you guys. We love you too, Brian. I did have someone point out to me once that every time I have to use a hypothetical doofus man name, I pick Kevin. And his name was Kevin, and he's like, please stop doing that. You're giving me a complex. So I said, I'm so sorry.
So you switched it up to Brian, and now we got all the Brians
anymore. Yeah. And I got to switch it to something else.
Yeah, like Stu or something where the very rare name.
Okay.
Xavier.
But then it's not relatable. Nobody knows an Xavier. Name me one Xavier besides Professor X. It's got to be relatable. So it has to be an everyday name, but it can't be someone that I want to paint as a doofy. Brian, you are exemplary. You are not a doofy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.